The last time the Monmouth men's basketball team took to the court, they defeated the first place team in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference and, oh, by the way, might have appeared on the top 10 plays on SportsCenter on Sunday night. Tonight, they'll try to duplicate that winning feat as they welcome in the Stags from Fairfield University. And this Thursday night, it's the MAC Game of the Week on ESPN3, and we're happy to have it right here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m. and shoresportsnetwork.com. As alongside my broadcast partner this evening, Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Our good buddy Ray Malaspina is in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. As Matt, Monmouth comes in to tonight's game riding a huge wave of momentum, 9-10 overall, 3-5 in the MAC, but we've got to start where we ended the last broadcast on Sunday, fresh off a thrilling last-second win over Canisius.
First-place team last time out, last-place team this time out. So Monmouth will have to try to, Eddie, avoid that dreaded letdown feeling that you'll have after such an emotional win the other day against Canisius. 83-82, couple of late three-pointers from Andrew Nicholas, who had the game winner in that contest as well. And, you know, I think that's kind of the storyline of this one tonight, is can Monmouth put together back-to-back consistent performances against a team which, at least on paper and record-wise, they should beat, but it's also a team in Fairfield that's starting to play a little bit better. The expectations of this team were probably a little bit higher than where they are right now. Look at the overall record, 4-15, 1-7 coming in. But even in conference play, they have gotten better a bunch of the last couple of times out. 1-point loss to St. Peter's. Pretty competitive game at Iona about 2 weeks ago. 4-point loss at home against Niagara. Then they go out and beat Manhattan on the 18th of January, one that kind of sent shockwaves through the league the other day to get their first conference win. They go down to Belmont, kind of a weird non-conference game smack dab in the middle of the MAC schedule, and they lose a pretty tough one against a good team in Belmont, 62-53. So this is a dangerous game for Monmouth because, you know, I think at this point of the season, you look at what Monmouth has done. You know, they had that disappointing loss at Quinnipiac where they basically led until about the six-minute mark 1 week from this one last Thursday, kind of let that game slip away. Then they come back and beat Canisius. Now which team is going to show up, and can Monmouth put together a full 40-minute effort?
Our pregame show tonight is presented by our good friends at the First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As Monmouth comes into tonight's contest, Matt, in a logjam, currently in a tie for sixth, along with St. Peter's, Siena, and Marist at 3-5 in the league. You mentioned this Fairfield team, just 4-15, but 1-7 in the league, and their one conference win was over one of the preseason favorites in Manhattan. So we come into tonight's game, and now Monmouth can kind of shift mental focus from kind of being the hunted to the hunter in this one. They can, Matt, seize an opportunity to go to 4-5 in the league and inch up closer to that number six spot, which I think right now should be their focus as we wind right around towards the middle or so of conference play.
Well, what you're hoping for, you know, if that through these first eight games, you've got 12 regular season games left in the MAC. Everyone plays 20. You want to be in the top five so that you can get yourself a guaranteed bye going into that championship weekend. You don't want to have to play if you don't have to on that opening day, that Thursday, March 6th. If you can get yourself a top five seed, of which Monmouth right now two games out, and with a win tonight, you know, and a favorable schedule against a Rider team that's 5-3, a team that beat Monmouth back here on the 5th of December, but I'm not sure that this is the same Monmouth team that lost that game, you know, more than a month ago. I think this team has matured a little bit. I think they'd be willing and more than capable of going out and winning that game on Sunday. And then you get here at, then next Thursday you go up to Marist and take on the team up in Poughkeepsie. I think another winnable game. So if Monmouth at the halfway point could get themselves to 5-5 tonight, and then the game against Rider with an opportunity against Marist to get a winning record going forward before the schedule does start to get a little bit more difficult through February, I think you'd have to love where you would be at. But tonight is a crucial game. Number one, because you're playing Fairfield at home. There's one. And then you don't want to give this Fairfield team any bit of life, because you'll have to play them about 2 weeks later you'll play, Monmouth will play at Fairfield on the 7th of February.
The Hawks 9-10, 3-5 in MAC play. The Stags from Fairfield 4-15 overall, 1-7 in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play. And we'll be ready for the starting lineups and the tip between these two new MAC rivals. It's a chilly Thursday outside. Hopefully we get a nice heat it up contest on the inside. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti will be with you. I know I'm jazzed up for this one. I know my good buddy Matt is as well. And you know what? I think Ray's pretty pumped up in the studios as well. Ray, we'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll run through the starting lineups. We'll get Matt's keys to the game, and we'll be ready for the tip between Monmouth and Fairfield, and it'll be right here on your home for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back courtside to the MAC, where Monmouth and Fairfield are prepared for this evening's MAC contest, as we'll now take a look at our starting lineups. First, the Monmouth starting lineup, and it's presented by our friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. The lineup that third-year head man King Rice will send to the lineup to the floor for Monmouth. Justin Robinson, the freshman point guard, gets it going in the backcourt. 9.1 points, a team-high 71 assists on the season. He's joined in the backcourt by junior Deion Jones, 15.5 points, just under 7 rebounds per game. Andrew Nicholas, 6'6 junior from Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, 14 points per game, and the game-winning three last time out against Canisius. The two freshman bigs, Zach Tillman and Chris Brady, they both go 6'10". Right around 3 points, 2 rebounds per game is now our Fairfield University starting lineup. And the lineup that second-year head coach and former Princeton head man, Sidney Johnson, will send to the floor. And it starts in the backcourt with Marcus Gilbert, a 2-3 combo player, the leading scorer for these Stags, averaging 13.5 points per game. K.J. Rose, a 6'1 freshman from Binghamton, gets the start in the backcourt alongside Toms River native, former Mondon Griffin great Sean Grennan, the 6'3 sophomore transfer from Seton Hall, averages 5 points, 2 boards a game. And the two front court players for Sidney Johnson are Coleman Johnson from Oak Hill, Virginia, and the reigning MAC co-rookie of the year, Amadou Sidibe, a 6'8 sophomore from the Bronx. As Matt will get ready for tonight's game with your keys to the game, and they're presented by Barnabas Health, who want to remind you, Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.com.
I got a couple for you, Eddie. Start hot. I think that's important for this Monmouth team to try and keep the momentum that they built up the other night in that win over Canisius. You do not want to come out flat. You don't want to give this Fairfield team any life if you don't have to. And I think for Monmouth, you know, which Andrew Nicholas are we going to see? Are we going to see the one from the other night in which he scored 28 points, had the big baskets towards the end of the game? Look at his shooting percentage. He was 10 of 18, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. But prior to that, a Quinnipiac, 6 of 17. So Nicholas, who can be a bit of a yo-yo player, not just game to game, but within the game, from half to half, from almost minute to minute, if he is hot and he is scoring, Monmouth is a pretty tough out.
It'll be the Hawks and Stags, Matt, meeting for the third time. First time as conference opponents. The first couple of times these two times met, well, wasn't exactly recent, as back in the 94-95 season they met for the first time. Fairfield won that first meeting 66-48, and then the following season 81-79 over this Hawks team. So this rivalry renewed from the mid-90s. I know, man, I'm pretty shocked still that Sidney Johnson went from Princeton to Fairfield, where he's now the head coach. Former Tiger, had it really going out in West Jersey, but obviously Fairfield University, large commitment to men's basketball. I'll tell you, Laura, a good coach away from his alma mater.
Yeah, and he is in, and I feel like we've said this a couple of times, and if you look at how the MAC is kind of put together this year with the teams, there are a lot of experienced teams, and there are teams that are rebuilding at different stages along the way. Like we've talked about with a team in Siena, a team like Niagara, teams that are trying to build things, put back together. This Fairfield team right in there as well. Look at their roster. It's somewhat similar to the Monmouth roster. 5 sophomores in the starting lineup. A lot of their bench guys are freshmen, just 1 senior and 2 juniors. So this is a young team that's obviously trying to build towards something a little bit. Oh, by the way, that 95-96 game, that was the first year that Monmouth wound up making the NCAA tournament. If you can remember, it started with that loss to Fairfield.
I think I know the broadcaster.
I was on the call.
From that year.
I remember it. Mustafa
Absolutely.
Barksdale had an unbelievable game in the loss. I think he went for something like 24, 25 points. Couldn't miss from outside. I do. I remember the game. It was here at home, and it was a tough loss and a difficult way for Mama to begin that season. Obviously, they got it figured out, got themselves into the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history.
Now, partner, your memory, spot on. Mustafa led all scorers in that game with 25, and as you said, that year ended with Mammoth's first trip to the NCAA tournament, and that team, many people feel, might have been the best team in Mammoth history.
It was a very fun team to watch. It just had pieces of a championship team. It had a leader in John Giraldo. It had kind of the interesting player, and I'll use that in quotes, in Mustafa Barksdale. Kind of reminds me a little bit in Red Nicholas. And when I say that, you know, when he's on, he was so good. When he was off, he was pretty difficult to watch. Could play defense pretty well. And then you had a good center in Iditas. You had Albano. You had Quincy Lee. You had guys that could come off the bench and fill their roles. It was a very fun team. And I do see some similarities just in the roster makeup a little bit of what we're starting to see here with King Rice in his third year.
And the Hawks take the floor in their home white uniforms. Fairfield takes the floor in their visiting reds. Fairfield in white across the chest. Mammoth and Fairfield ready to get it going. Hawks going right to left. Stags left to right. One short conference player on the court. I know we'll talk about him during the broadcast. And Mondon's Sean Grennan, who made his way to Fairfield after a short stay at Seton Hall. And Grennan gets his hands on the basketball here as Fairfield will earn the first possession in this one. Player to watch right there, left wing Marcus Gilbert. They'll swing it left to right. This is Amadou Sidibe. Finds Sean Grennan top of the key. Grennan averaging 4.7 points a game. He tried to throw left wing off the hands of KJ Rose. Turnover. We'll give it back to MU. Hawks first possession. Stags will pressure full as Justin Robinson will bring it up. He'll be picked up by fellow freshman guard KJ Rose from Binghamton. It'll be man-to-man defense to begin things here for the Stags. They go to Chris Brady in the corner, down low Zach Tillman. His first shot is good off the window.
Something that's becoming a little bit more common in the Mammoth offense, working the ball down inside, especially in the early parts of the game, trying to get Brady and Tillman both off to a good start.
Stag possession here. Sidibe will hand for Gilbert for three. Back iron too strong. Rebound batted, comes down to KJ Rose. New shot clock here for the Stags. Fairfield 4-15 overall, 1-7 in MAC play. Coleman Johnson throws it in the corner to Gilbert, works its way around to Grennan for three. Bottom of the net.
Grennan can certainly shoot. You know, when he was coming out of Monsignor Donovan, I thought he would have been a perfect player here at Mammoth. Went to Seton Hall, played 18 games for the Pirates last year, had an appendectomy, now a comfortable spot in the Fairfield lineup.
I know he's got about 40 or so friends and family at this one. As Andrew Nicholas drive, he'll miss it, but he'll get it back on an offensive rebound. Mammoth with a fresh shot clock here, 18-20 and ticking in the first half. Robinson tries to bounce one to Nicholas. He'll lose it out of bounds. Stags will get it back.
Looks different than he did in high school. He's put on a little bit of weight. Doesn't have that, you know, Catholic boy kind of look to him anymore. He's got tattoos up and down the right arm, playing with the black tights tonight. He's shaking the Catholic school image for sure.
You mean he didn't have the sleeve tat at Mondon?
He did not.
A little bit of swag, and he hit the game's first three. He has it here. Works it now to KJ Rose, top of the key. Ball fake on Tillman. Back to Grennan. Extra pass to Gilbert for three. That's good. Fairfield, two threes. They lead 6-2.
Well, now we've seen Mammoth a couple of threes and a couple of turnovers on back-to-back possessions for the Hawks. Obviously, MU going to have to try and extend out the defense a little bit. If Fairfield's going to shoot well from the outside, you're going to have to go out and play him. Fairfield does have guys who can hit it from the outside, as evidenced early on.
Mammoth with their second turnover. Matt, you mentioned it. The Stags have hit 29 more threes than their opponents this season.
Not a great percentage from the outside, under 33%, but it's a big part of their game.
Yeah, they keep throwing them up as Fairfield's working it around the perimeter here. Mammoth with a deflection out of bounds. Stags will inbound. 17:31 to go, 19 on the shot clock. inbounded to Grennan, top of the key. He'll pull it out, get his instructions from Coach Sidney Johnson. Around a Sidibe screen, double team, throws it to Coleman Johnson. 15-foot jumper's good. The Stags are 3-for-3. They lead 8-2.
Yeah, tough to get any kind of momentum going if the other team's not going to miss any shots.
Deion Jones to the basket. Offensive foul called on Deion. Monmouth sluggish early on here, Matt, trailing 8-2.
They didn't listen to my keys to the game, which was start fast, carry the momentum over from what you did against Canisius.
If only they would. On paper, Monmouth, sixth place tie, Fairfield the last place team. You figure coming off that big win over Canisius, this would be a not an easy one, but Monmouth would have a good go of it. They're struggling here. Sidibe to Gilbert, another three. That one's short. Offensive rebound, Coleman Johnson. Deion Jones got a hand on it. Loose ball ends up with Justin Robinson. Robinson in transition. Finds a cutting Red Nicholas back door. Who will lay it in?
Great cut to the basket, but a better pass that time by Robinson. Good court vision and good awareness as to where Nicholas was going to be cutting.
And how about the patience by the freshman to wait for the secondary break as Monmouth now trails 8-4. K.J. Rose, top of the key. Has Robinson watching him. Throws to Johnson. Now Grennan has it on the right wing with 16 on the shot clock. Around a couple of screens. Grennan loses his feet in the lane. Keeps the dribble alive. Shuffles it over to Johnson. Gilbert open for three. Puts it on the floor. Long two for Coleman. Johnson's back iron. Rebound to Justin Robinson. He'll run the other way now. Robinson finds Nicholas. Quick catch for three. Too strong. Tipped rebound. Still loose. Zach Tillman pulls it down. And a new possession for Monmouth. Goes to Deion Jones. Jones down low to Chris Brady. Whip around pass to Nicholas. And Red will be called for traveling. 15:55 to go. We'll take a 60-second timeout with Fairfield leading Monmouth 8-4. We've played 4 minutes, 5 seconds, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball. Here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, located just 1 mile from the ocean in West End, go visit Faz and Will. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit scalaspizzeria.com.
One other game going in the MAC tonight. It is Siena playing host to St. Peter's, part of our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. And right now, Siena, the early 3-2 advantage. That game just getting tipped off, kind of in line with this one. Both 7 o'clock starts. The early stats in this one so far, Fairfield hot from the outside, 3 of 6 for 50%. Monmouth 2 of 4 also at 50%. A couple of threes, the difference in the contest right now as Fairfield has hit 2. Monmouth still looking for their first long-range bomb of the night.
15:55 to go. Fairfield leading Monmouth 8-4 in this, the Pepsi Max MAC National Game of the Week, being broadcast on ESPN3. Our good friends, just a couple seats down, the usual TV voices of the MAC, Doug Sherman and Rob Kennedy. I know both two guys that like coming down this way told us after the last time when Monmouth played Ryder how much they enjoyed it. And I think the league has really come around to liking this facility that we get to see pretty much every game.
Yeah, it's it's certainly an optimal spot to broadcast from and highlight.
Monmouth trapping Fairfield here out of the timeout. No subs for either team. Grennan has it for the Stags left wing. Throws to Gilbert in the left corner. Skips it over on the right wing to Rose. Deflection by Deion Jones, and he took it away. Tyrone O'Garo actually one sub in the game, and here Jones tried to find him. It's out of bounds, deflected, so Monmouth will get it.
Well, I love what Monmouth did coming out of the timeout. They went 1-3-1 trap and then backed into the zone and kept O'Garo at the top of that zone and put Robinson as the guy on the baseline. O'Garo obviously longer, a little bit more active, and can cause some havoc up top.
Justin Robinson drives into the lane. He kicks it out to Tyrone O'Garo. Swings it to Jones. Now Nicholas on the wing. Justin Robinson around a screen for three. Too strong. Rebound comes out to K.J. Rose. He's going to go with it. One-on-one with Deion Jones. Scoop layup is up and good.
Solid move that time by K.J. Rose. Averaging about 7 points per contest. Took it hard to the rim.
tell you, Matt, as much as teams say they don't want to play this Monmouth team in a year or two, I'd say the same thing about Fairfield as Deion Jones floating to the basket, putting one in off the window.
Yeah, these teams could be kind of like the future of the MAC. If you at least look at the roster and the talent that is around, so many underclassmen on both sides. No seniors for Monmouth, just one for Fairfield.
Sidibe throws it down low. Rose posting on Robinson. It whips its way to Grennan for three. That one's too strong. Rebound to Justin Robinson. With Monmouth trailing 10-6, Robinson stop and go in transition. He'll lose it on the way up. Loose ball, still loose. Bodies go down for it on the tie-up. It'll go to the arrow, and Monmouth will keep the ball with 25 on the shot clock.
Good job by Robinson a couple of possessions ago when he didn't rush and get into the lane and found Nicholas on the baseline cut for the basket. That time, I would say, put a minus in the column. That time, Robinson forced his way in the lane, didn't really need to. Obviously, he is. He's a creator. He likes to get to the basket, but you can't force it, especially when you're 5'8".
He'll sit down along with Tillman as Josh James and Max DeLeo will check in. Inbound to O'Garo. Tyrone will get a friendly roll on a strong move to the basket.
O'Garo, who brings the energy now off the bench, had started for the first dozen or so games, has yielded that spot, but still brings the same attributes into the game, hard work and defense.
Marcelo Hudiger has checked in. Monmouth going with just one big man here on the floor. Sidibe throws it to Grennan on the right wing. Grennan drives around DeLeo. Whip pass. Three on the way. Left wing is too strong. Gilbert had the rebound and lost it to James. Josh James back the other way. Leaves it for DeLeo. He'll miss the layup. Grennan contested it. And the rebound's pulled down by Amadou Sidibe.
Couple of wild shots for Monmouth offensively. That one for DeLeo. The one three-pointer from Robinson. Got to find a little bit more in-sync play on the offensive end.
Maurice Barrow has checked into the game for Fairfield. Three-pointer for Gilbert is again too strong. O'Garo clears the rebound. Barrow's the team's second leading scorer for Fairfield at 12.5. As James is fouled going to the basket, he'll go to the line for two with Monmouth trailing 10-8.
We've seen the good and the bad from Fairfield. You mentioned plus 29 in terms of made three-pointers, but they're at the bottom part of the league, eighth overall in the 11-team conference in terms of three-point percentage. Started so hot, but then the last couple of times down, they've missed a bunch of wide-open threes.
James at the line. 13-14 to go in this one. Josh James makes his first free throw. Sub in for Fairfield. Coleman Johnson will check in. We'll also get our first look at another freshman, Steve Smith. Part of a big rotation for Sidney Johnson, Matt. 11 guys play at least 11 minutes per game.
Yeah, you got to work things around, especially when you have a young team. You try to get a look, and I'm sure a lot of that has maybe been trimmed a little bit over the course of the last couple of games, but certainly early on when you've got a young rotation, you try to figure it out for everybody.
James goes 2 of 2, Monmouth and Fairfield all tied up at 10. Coleman Johnson, bad pass. Max DeLeo takes it away and then turns it over himself and then commits a foul as he kind of handed it to Kevin Smith and then fouled him. Max picks up his first. The team's second foul, under 13 minutes to go. Monmouth and Fairfield all tied at 10.
And Monmouth has eight guys who play more than, you know, about 12 minutes per game. Their rotation has shrunk considerably in the last few games. But they go pretty deep on the bench, or can go pretty deep on the bench.
Monmouth scrambling here, trapping Fairfield. Is now K.J. Rose has it with James on him, top of the key. He'll call for a screen. Jumps the pass. Barrow triple, bottom of the net for Maurice Barrow.
When you make the threes, they look so good. When you rush the threes sometimes, they will drive a coach crazy. But as the saying goes, you live by the three, you die by the three. 8 3-point attempts, 3 makes so far for the Stags.
13-10, Fairfield on top. Josh James has it for MU around a Hudiger screen. Throws it over in the left corner to O'Garo. Goes right back to James. Now we'll go top of the key to DeLeo, 8 on the shot clock. Max drives, they collapse on him, kicks it out to James. He's cut off on the corner, out to Nicholas. NBA range 3 is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Coleman Johnson, and then as he fell, he threw it over to K.J. Rose.
We feel like Monmouth has kind of found anything yet offensively on a consistent basis.
Coleman Johnson throws to Grennan for 3, too strong. O'Garo clears the rebound. Hawks trailing 13-10. Josh James head up in transition, moving here with 11:40 and counting to go. O'Gara drives to the lane, off the window, wave it away. Offensive foul on Tyrone O'Gara.
That's a tough, tough call that time. I thought O'Gara had beaten his man just a little bit, but, you know, I guess in that case, credit Fairfield for getting their way back defensively.
11:36 to go. Fairfield leads Monmouth 13-10 and will step out at the media timeout for 60 seconds here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trails Fairfield 13-10, 11:36 to go. Stay tuned, folks. More Monmouth basketball action coming back in 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill not only features great food, nightly entertainment, and the best wings in the area, they are your headquarters for Monmouth postgame, but also the upcoming Super Bowl next Sunday, 6 p.m. They can also cater your home Super Bowl party by visiting BoathouseBarAndGrill.com or checking out the restaurant at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Make sure you like them on Facebook and you follow them on Twitter.
Fairfield up by three right now at 13-10, and the Stags continuing to hit from the outside, or at least attempt a lot of shots from the outside. 3 of 9 from downtown. MU right now 0 of 3. That'll be something we'll keep our eye on all night long.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here with you at the MAC on an absolutely chilly Thursday night. The play, we're kind of waiting for that to heat up. Fairfield on top of Monmouth 13-10. Justin Jenkins into the game. The sophomore from the Bronx will run the show. He'll try to throw over to Barrow. O'Gara intercepts it, and then he is fouled. Moving to the basket, that is the second Fairfield foul. They'll call that on Maurice Barrow.
We said a little bit ago when O'Gara checked into the game for the first time, his calling card, defense and rebounding. We saw it on display right there. Good step into the passing lane. Gets fouled. And Monmouth getting the ball back.
11-10 and counting to go. For the first time, Matt, we see Fairfield play a little 1-3-1 zone. Deion Jones, Chris Brady back in the game for MU. They try a lob to Chris Brady. He misses it. Tries to get his own rebound. Ball loose on the floor. And the rebound comes down to Steve Smith.
That's one. If you are a big inside for Monmouth, you have got to finish at the rim.
Sean Grennan fires over to Coleman Johnson. Steve Smith, give and go with Coleman Johnson. At the rim, it's missed. Rebound is put back up and in by Barrow. 15-10 Stags.
Tough assignment that time for DeLeo, who lost Barrow. And we'll have another offensive foul here on Monmouth. Josh James running his defender over. Looked like he could have been moving, but that, I believe, is the third charge that Monmouth has been called for here in the early going.
A year of rule changes and points of emphasis. I don't think we've seen three straight charge calls on one team all season. That is Monmouth's sixth turnover as well. Stags get it back. Leading 15-10. Grennan, right corner. Crosses over on Max DeLeo. Tried a wraparound pass. It was deflected out of play. Fairfield ball, 18 on the shot clock.
Grennan was never much of a driver while he was in high school, but we've already seen the difference in his game. He's looking to get to the basket just a little bit more and create.
Being guarded by Max DeLeo here. You have to think that year at Seton Hall served him well to come back to MAC play. Here he works around a screen from Barrow. Finds Coleman Johnson. His shot blocked by Chris Brady. And then Brady clears the rebound. And he's fouled by Coleman Johnson. And Monmouth will get it back with 10:02 to go. Big time block by the freshman.
Great block by Chris Brady. That seems to be a little bit more of his game as opposed to Zach Tillman, who might be a little bit more polished offensively. Brady, a bit more of a rim guarder. He can go up and block those shots.
See if that can ignite some Hawks offense. Monmouth struggling here, Matt. Just 10 points with under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Max DeLeo, top of the key. Throws it to Brady down low. Brady finds a cutting Josh James. Josh to O'Gara. Left hand is good. And the foul for Tyrone O'Gara.
Typical O'Gara basket that time. Cut to the basket. Look for an easy pass. Go up over the top of your defender and finish at the rim. Good body control to draw the foul also.
Amadou Sidibe will check back into this one, as well as K.J. Rose. Jenkins will sit down. Ogero Matt shooting to make this a two-point game with 9:41 to go. Tyrone on the season shoots from the line and the field about the same, about 45%. Here, missing that free throw. So the Hawks trail by three. Rose will control here. Keeps his left-hand dribble alive. James on him. Fires one to Grennan. 20 on the shot clock. Grennan goes down low to Sidibe. Top of the key. Steve Smith, a deep three. Oh, that one's good for Steve Smith, the freshman stretching the range.
Deep. That was almost back at the Hawk emblem at midcourt. Wow. That's range.
He shoots him at 30%. That's his 20th three of the season. Hawks trail 18-12. Deion Jones, three for the answer, is no good. Chris Brady, offensive rebound. Coleman Johnson blocks the shot. And then Sidibe pulls down the rebound. Under nine to go. It's 18-12 Fairfield. K.J. Rose back to Smith. Another three. That one too strong. Rebound to Ogero. And Coleman Johnson goes over his back.
Too strong. He was too close to the basket from what he saw from the time before. He needed to step back about three big, long steps backwards. You know, it has been. It's been a night so far of three-point attempts and some makes. Four made three-pointers so far for Fairfield. And Monmouth, the team that usually does pretty well from the outside, they're still looking for the first basket from downtown.
Robinson and Nicholas check back for MU. So for the first time tonight, Coach Rice goes small as they're on the floor with Ogero, DeLeo, and Nicholas. 8:30 and counting to go first half. Max DeLeo, left wing, throws left corner to Ogero. Drives right at Sidibe. Stop and go, has his shot blocked. I believe it was Marcus Gilbert, and it goes out of bounds. So Monmouth will retain. The shot clock reset, so they'll have to put it back, and they reset it to 17.
Yeah, it was Gilbert that time. Eddie Hugh came over, kind of skied up over the top of one Monmouth player and his own player as well to get that block on Ogero.
So Gilbert will guard the inbounds here. Nicholas will throw it in with 8:24 to go. Inbound top of the key, Deion Jones. Jones spins on Smith, gets his man in the air. Floater is missed. Batted rebound. Jones will try again, and it'll be a jump ball on the tie-up. It'll go back to Fairfield with 8:16 to go, and the Stags leading Monmouth 18-12.
Seen a bit more improved defensive play here from Fairfield, especially early on in this one. It's been the calling card a little bit of this team. They are number two in the MAC in terms of scoring defense. They give up just over 69 points per game.
They only score 62 a game. This game definitely not a high-scoring one, as K.J. Rose has it in the corner. To Smith for three at a quick pull. That one way off. Rebound comes down to DeLeo. He wants the push. Ahead to Jones, and Deion Jones earns the blocking foul as Steve Smith tried to draw the charge.
It's funny because I thought that would look more like a charge than some of the other ones. I was ready to say, oh, fourth Monmouth charge.
That one definitely looked like more of one than the one that they called on Josh James. 7:49 to go in our first half. Fairfield leads Monmouth 18-12, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the NJEA, they work to make public schools great for every child. We'd like to thank our friends at the New Jersey Education Association for their continued support of MU basketball here on the Shore Sports Network. 3:33 to go in our first half. Fairfield on top of MU, 23-20. Close, not pretty, but at least competitive first half.
What did I tell you when we got our stats? You might have the same number of made baskets, but you're still going to be trailing in the game because of the three-point disparity. Right now, Fairfield 9 of 24, but 5 of 16 from the outside. Monmouth 9 of 23, so same number of baskets, but MU 0 of 5 from the outside. Andrew Nicholas has missed his two attempts. Deion Jones 0 for 2. Justin Robinson 0 for 1. The good thing for Monmouth is that they are doing a very good job on the glass so far tonight. They are plus 5 in rebounding. They've kind of controlled their defensive boards, certainly, and not really given Fairfield a whole lot of second chances at the basket.
Monmouth, Matt, down 23-20. You could tell they're not shooting it well from the outside. They have scored 18 points in the paint, and they have two free throws.
It's not the typical kind of Mammoth offense from what we're used to.
And as you so aptly coined it earlier, that's math. I'm going to use that forever. 3:18 and counting to go in our first half. Nicholas jump stop in the lane. He forces one up and good off the window to cut that Fairfield lead to one. Nicholas has it going tonight. He's got 10 of MU's 22. Gilbert has it for Fairfield on the left wing. Their leading scorer has 6 points tonight. Being guarded by Nicholas, throws to Justin Jenkins. Jenkins top of the key around an Amadou Sidibe screen. Sidibe sets another one. Jenkins to KJ Rose. Thought at three. Now step back three on Justin Robinson. Too strong. Gilbert has the rebound. Loses it to James. They call a blocking foul somewhere down there with 2:39 to go.
Not sure how you get a block out of that. I'm not saying there's no foul in there, but I don't understand a block. You want to call a hold or maybe some kind of grab? Certainly not a block. Nicholas was on the ground when the whistle blew. You call a trip, maybe, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been a foul. I don't know about a blocking foul. 2:30 and counting to go in this first half. Gilbert tees up another three. That one's all bottom of the net. Marcus Gilbert has 3 threes, and those 9 points, one of the reasons Fairfield leads by four.
6 three-pointers for this Fairfield team. Again, they've kept Mammoth at bay.
You said it. They got 6 threes. Mammoth has yet to hit from outside. 2:05 and counting to go in our first half. Colin Stewart has his three-point attempt blocked by Marcus Gilbert. In the left corner, the Hawks will get it back with 15 on the shot clock. I got a, not even a word, it's a phrase to describe this first half of offensive basketball. As James on the catch and shoot puts it in off the inbounds.
You might have to go to the dictionary right now to change it. At least we got a made basket.
They got a made hoop there. Robinson called for a foul on KJ Rose right over half court. I was going to say, ugh. And then James with that nice little 15-footer.
Maybe now it's just ugh.
Kind of a head-scratching foul there on Robinson. Mammoth's sixth foul.
King Rice has looked a little puzzled the last couple of times the whistle has blown against Mammoth.
Hawks trail Fairfield by two. Rose to Gilbert. He'll try another three. That one way strong. Rebound pulled down by James. He wants to run. 1:35 and counting to go. James to the basket. He puts it in and one. He'll shoot to give MU their first lead of the game with 1 minute, 32 seconds to go in the first half.
Great take to the basket that time by James. So Mammoth will have an opportunity here to play from in front, which has been a rarity so far here this evening. Exactly what you want.
Max DeLeo will check in. Sean Grennan will check back for Fairfield. Nice first half here for James. He's got 6 points. Steve Smith will check back on for Fairfield as well.
He's got to be offense when he comes into the game, even though he might be running the point at times. Actually, I like when Coach Rice has done what he's doing right now. That's play Robinson and James together. I think it takes pressure off of James, and he can kind of be a little bit more of a natural two-guard. He can shoot, he can slash, he can get to the basket, and doesn't have to worry so much about distributing and handling the ball too much.
His free throw gives MU their first lead since the 19-24 mark in our first half. Hawks on top, 27-26. Grennan throws one left wing. Justin Jenkins picks up his dribble. Sidibe, now Smith. A lot of this Fairfield offense, Matt, being initiated way above the arc here. Rose around a Sidibe screen. Goes back over one. Pick and roll with Sidibe. Beautiful lay-in by Amadou Sidibe.
First time the screen came, Robinson was able to switch out of it. That time he wasn't. He got stuck down inside. Easy basket for Fairfield.
Under 1 minute to go first half. Fairfield back on top by one. Robinson drives right around KJ Rose. Sidibe changed his shot at the rim and then pulled down the rebound. Rose in transition. Finds Smith. Top of the key, Jenkins. Sidibe finds Grennan. He'll drive left baseline. Floater is missed. Rebound to Ogero. Tried to rebound. Bounced it off someone's foot. Now he'll go the other way with it. James in transition to the basket again. He'll go to the line for two after drawing a foul with 28.1 seconds to go in the first half.
Just looks so comfortable when he can get out and run and be the receiver rather than the distributor. Not saying that he can't do it, because obviously if you're a two-guard, you're going to have your hands on the basketball a lot. But, boy, I love when Josh James can get out and be the guy on the wing that finishes fast breaks.
Matt, I'm with you. I really like his playmaking ability, but you're right. His future is a lane-filling, finishing guard. His free throw ties this game at 28. Zach Tillman, long, long absence in this game, checks back in. As Marcus Gilbert will check in for potentially the final Fairfield offensive possession of the first half.
Not sure that we're going to see 83-82 like we did the other night. We would have a complete turnaround in offensive play in the second half. We're struggling to get to 30 here for both teams.
Yeah, we got an old school game on our hands here as James, two free throws, give MU a 29-28 lead. Fairfield will cross the timeline with about 20 seconds to go in our first half. Matt, shot clock turned off. Stags can take the final shot.
If I had to guess, it's going to be a three. That's what we've seen from Fairfield pretty much all night tonight.
7 seconds to go. Rose around a screen from Barrow. He'll pump it three into the lane. Gilbert will try a three. There it is. Stags go into halftime, hitting a three. They've done that all half and leading MU 31-29.
Good drive, dish, and finish that time by Fairfield. That's been the story of this one so far. The big difference in shooting from the outside.
Hawks trail 31-29. It's been the outside shooting of Fairfield that has staked them to a two-point lead, namely Marcus Gilbert, who has four threes for 12 points in this first half.
He's been good. You know, I mean, Fairfield, as we said, they've been able to play from in front most of this first half. They've done just enough offensively to make Monmouth, you know, be challenged. And I'm sure MU will be up and ready come the second half. They've certainly been a little bit more of a second half team than they have a first half team so far this season.
Going to halftime with Monmouth trailing the Stags from Fairfield University 31-29, as we'll now step out during our halftime break. We'll go over first half statistics. Matt will take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll welcome in the head men's lacrosse coach here and the newest Division I program for Monmouth men's lacrosse. Brian Fisher will join us at some point during halftime. Hawks trail 31-29 to Fairfield. We step out for 2 minutes here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network. The 2014 MAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the MassMutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 6th to the 10th. All session tickets start at $99 at just $5 per game. To purchase tickets, visit MacSports.com, Ticketmaster.com, any Ticketmaster outlet, the MassMutual Center box office, or charge by phone, 1-800-745-3000. I was getting ready to say, just call Matt or text Matt, because there's about every different way you can get tickets.
Yeah.
600 websites. Alongside Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. 18-12 our score in this first half. Fairfield leading MU.
Got to make sure they get the word out.
I'm not sure how many ways you can sell tickets, but they're doing it.
It's covered.
Justin Robinson back into the game for MU. We get our first look as well at Khalil Brown with 7:35 and counting. Andrew Nicholas to the basket, puts it in with the left hand to cut the lead to 18-14.
You know, as poor maybe as Monmouth has played here offensively, they're still within four.
Yeah, still haven't had any kind of explosion either from three or in the open court. Monmouth trapping Fairfield here. K.J. Rose throws it right wing. Marcus Gilbert, another three. This one off the front of the iron. Rebound tipped into the arms of Justin Jenkins, and they'll get a fresh shot clock. Well, the visiting Stags. Gilbert bounces one to Jenkins, top of the key. Around a Sidibe screen, dribbles himself to the right wing. Now he gets switched off on Deion Jones. Finds Gilbert, who's on the left wing now. That one's good for Marcus Gilbert. He's got six. Fairfield's up by seven.
Keep hitting those threes, and that's how you kind of keep the other team at bay, which Fairfield's been able to do throughout much of the night here tonight.
Robinson finds Nicholas on the right wing. He'll put it on the floor. Lefty shot again is missed. He battles Khalil Brown for the rebound. They both lose it right into the arms of Jenkins. Gilbert back the other way. 21-14 Fairfield. Throws on the right wing to Jenkins. He finds Sidibe at the left elbow, spins on Khalil Brown, and puts it in off the window.
Pretty move that time, for sure. Sidibe, who is a good interior player, 6'8", kind of the biggest guy on the roster that really plays a whole lot. Nice attack of the rim that time.
6 minutes to go in the first half, where Fairfield is leading Monmouth 23-14. An offensively challenged first half, to put it kindly. Fairfield's defense has been really good early on here. Deion Jones, catch and shoot three, is off and to the right. Long rebound comes to K.J. Rose. Goes around Robinson. Finds Brennan for three. Too strong. That would have been a big one as Khalil Brown tracks down the rebound.
I feel like Monmouth is settling for three-pointers when they don't need to so far tonight.
Hawks had it in transition. Now Justin Robinson will pull things out.
And even worse, they haven't made one from the outside, which compounds the problem.
Khalil Brown finds a cutting Andrew Nicholas, moving well without the basketball. He'll lay it in to cut the lead at 23-16.
Well, Sidney Johnson maybe thought he was back at Princeton coaching the Tigers with that cut that time. Good couple of times we've seen Nicholas get to the basket and realize he had kind of moved away from his man. Good off-ball movement.
Yeah, he's moving better without the ball tonight than he has in a while. And I'm actually kind of surprised that Fairfield isn't running some of that Princeton offense, as Coach Johnson will take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with 4:58 to go in our first half. Stags lead Monmouth 23-16. And I thought we were going to see a steady diet of Princeton-related offense and cuts, but Fairfield not doing that, and they lead Monmouth by seven.
Well, I'd say this. I mean, I'm sure it's in the repertoire of Fairfield when they need it to, but a good coach, which Sidney Johnson is, you got to play to the strength of your team. If you don't have a team that can cut and do that kind of motion offense, which Princeton has made famous for so many years, then you've got to adjust. And adjusting right now, at least, has been for Fairfield. They have found success from the outside. They have made enough three-pointers. And that's why I said that's how you keep a team at bay. You know, Monmouth has yet to hit a three. And when we get stats here in the next little bit, they may have the same number of made baskets. But if you make 5 3-pointers from the outside and the other team makes none, it's pretty easy to figure out how you get yourself right now a 7-point lead. Math. We're back in session, baby. Let's go.
Class started on Tuesday and then obviously interrupted by some snow. How bad did you guys have it down in Wall, by the way?
About the same as up here. You know, 8, 10 inches. Nothing you can't dig yourself out of.
You are just an outdoors man.
Mountain man.
It's nothing for you. You were in Vermont last week, right?
I was out sunbathing on Wednesday.
Another triple try for Fairfield. This one by Jenkins, and it's off the back iron. Long rebound to Max DeLeo. Monmouth moving it here, down 23-16. Robinson finds James down low, and he's fouled by Sean Grennan. Two free throws coming for the MU freshman.
That's good look that time by Robinson. We've seen a couple of good vision plays tonight by the freshman point guard. When you recognize someone is open, especially down near the basket, get him the basketball. Usually good things will follow.
4 minutes, 39 seconds to go in our first half. James with two free throws. Ogero ready to check back in, along with, for the first time tonight, Colin Stewart. As James misses the first one, those aforementioned two players will check in. Fans, stay tuned at halftime. We'll go over first half statistics, take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, as well as be joined at halftime by first-year Monmouth head men's lacrosse coach Brian Fisher. Matt will talk to Coach Fisher about what it means to start a brand new program from scratch, and it'll be here at halftime. As James missed his second free throw, Monmouth with the offensive rebound. Colin Stewart drives and puts it in. Big shot to cut the Fairfield lead to five.
Well, you certainly like that. Some instant offense out of Colin Stewart, whose minutes have certainly been sporadic, to say the least, during the course of the season.
He's guarding a player for Fairfield who just checked in, 6'2 freshman Doug Chappelle. He's checked in along with Steve Smith, who's back. This is Chappelle. Drives on the wing. He's cut off. Throws to Grennan, top of the key. Finds Jenkins to the basket. Can't get that one to go. Tipped rebound. Comes out to James. Beautiful outlet pass to Nicholas. One-on-one with Grennan. He'll lay it in with the left hand to cut the lead to 23-20.
Good finish, but a better play here in the backcourt for Monmouth. Good little poke by Josh James.
And Coach Sidney Johnson will take another timeout. This one with 3:47 to go in our first half. Monmouth now trails 23-20. But Matt, a little momentum here for MU. You said it as great as the Nicholas finish was, the better play was that James just heady poke ahead that enabled the fast break basket.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you have the option, if you try and grab it, you might get yourself either stuck in no man's land, travel, or double teamed immediately. If you tip it forward, worst thing that can happen is Fairfield recovers the ball in their own backcourt, and you're able to kind of set the offense or the defense up a little bit. Best case scenario is what we just saw. Nicholas on the breakout, good heady play by James, and an easy two for Monmouth, who's got it down to a three-point deficit.
Come back from the Fairfield timeout. Monmouth with that small lineup. That's been their best lineup tonight, Matt. It's been the smaller lineup where, on this one at least, O'Gara technically is the center, along with Colin Stewart in the front court. But for both teams, a lot of perimeter guys. I think Amadou Sidibe is the tallest player on the floor, and he's listed at about 6'8".
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of size up there right now for sure.
Fairfield working it here as Monmouth is trapping. They find Doug Chappelle, who drives, wave away his shot attempt. That offensive foul will give it back to MU after a 60-second timeout. 3:33 to go in our first half. Fairfield leads Monmouth 23-20, and we step out for 1 minute here on the Shore Sports Network.